So, Terry, Josh Gordon, the Browns wide receiver who has been off the field for quite a while now, is actually going to be making a return this weekend.
Amanda, the amazing thing is, you know, the Browns, especially Coach Hugh Jackson, have been almost giddy about Gordon coming back. And a lot of fans are. And I know, like, you're 0-11, you're looking for any ray of hope.
Right.
But the last time Josh Gordon actually played well in the NFL was 2013.
Okay, yeah.
How many years ago is that?
That's 4 years ago.
Right. The last time he actually played a regular season game was 2014.
Wow.
And that's how many years ago?
That's 3 years ago.
And that time when he came back, he didn't know the playbook. Mm. He was out of shape, and he was too drunk and stoned, as it, by his own admission, by the way, for the last game of the season that he was suspended.
Okay.
Now, he was with the Browns in 2016 in training camp for a while. Mm-hmm. Actually played one decent exhibition game in there, but then ended up checking himself into rehab because he wasn't staying sober.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got some concerns here.
You do.
What has Hugh Jackson been doing about Gordon in terms of his comments?
Putting a lot of pressure on him?
Yeah, just talking about how great he's going to be, and I have all these plans for him. Imagine you've been a receiver with the Browns all year. Now, you may not be very good, but you've been there from day one of mini camps and, you know, all the camps they have and all the weight room. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, it's kind of a slap in the face, I guess.
Yeah, and this guy just shows up a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, you're saying, well, I didn't do a whole lot of drugs and I didn't, you mm-hmm. know, right? I mean,
yeah.
I've done what I was supposed to do. I passed my drug test and that kind of stuff. And I just think, look, I would bring Gordon back, but it would be Josh is doing fine. You know, Josh still has to prove what he needs to do. He's an interesting player, but we got a long way to go.
Right.
You know, and certainly in Josh's world, I would stress it really is one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got other receivers too.
Yeah.
But, you know, whether you think they're any good or not, they're still your receivers.
Yeah.
So I think that Hugh Jackson gets sometimes so caught up with just somebody save me, maybe even save my job, win me a game, that he forgets that you're dealing with an addict. And Amanda, I could speak from, again, personal experience of all the jail ministry, that oftentimes the biggest danger zone for an addict is when, would you say?
Well, I guess when you're thinking things are going pretty well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I don't have to hit all the meetings.
Yeah.
I don't have to be careful where I'm going out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In other words, you get some little success.
Okay, right.
And Josh is liable to have a little success early on. Look, he is a physically talented athlete, an elite athlete. Had he been dedicated to being that, we would be talking about a guy that goes to the Pro Bowl every year.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't. How about this, Amanda? He only played 2 years in college. He only caught 43 passes total at Baylor.
Really?
Because he kept flunking drug tests and getting suspended there. The Browns, this is not this front office, but about three front offices ago, drafted him in something called the supplemental draft.
That's right.
In the second round. He actually had been kicked out of Baylor, was sitting out at Utah, filed for the draft. The Browns took him in the second round, and they gave him a $3 million bonus.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think you see where this is going. So if you're thinking from Josh's point of view, how is he viewing this?
Things are great.
Yeah. Hey, I'm getting over.
Yeah, right. I'm coming back.
I could kind of do it my way. And his first year, by the way, 2012 is the only year that he was eligible to play every game without some sort of suspension in the NFL. Think about that, 2012. Wow. 2013, he's suspended for the first two games because he flunked a test for codeine. By the way, that to me was the huge red flag. The minute he flunked the codeine test, I thought, I had heard he was cross-addicted before that.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, let's just go, you know, They always talked about marijuana problems. Right. But shoot, a lot of guys in the NFL are doing marijuana. They're not all getting suspended every year. Let's get real.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because remember, they don't always release the thing on the drug test. Well, the reason that, well, then Josh Gordon's people came out and said, no, it's codeine, and he was sick and took some cough medicine.
Uh-huh.
As somebody from the Browns told me at that time, again, a couple front offices ago, look, all these guys have a phone number. You call us, yeah. We'll get you prescriptions to all the cough medicine you want that does not have codeine in it so you don't flunk a drug test.
Yeah, there's resources.
Right, because where do they use codeine? It's a party drug.
Yeah, it's a party drug, right.
In a lot of other areas.
Yeah.
You know, he came back that year in 14 games, set all kinds of Browns receiving records.
Yeah, right.
But then he was suspended, flunked drug test again. Suspended for the first 10 games of 2014, came back, as I mentioned, out of shape, all that stuff, suspended again. The end of 14, we haven't seen him in a regular season game until now. I'm hoping he makes it. But Amanda, as we've chatted before, I'm very concerned on this guy, and I just think that a smart organization would go a lot slower with him than the Browns are.
Okay. And certainly not say things like, I got big plans for,
right.
for him.
Right. I feel like it's Christmas. I mean, let's let him have a good game.
Yeah.
Let him go out and prove it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you one other issue. And this wouldn't matter if he were on drugs or whatever. Just if you walk into the middle of an NFL season and you have not been playing in training camp, you could be in a really good cardio condition, all the machines and running. Nobody's going to hit you like they do in the NFL.
Yeah,
your body has
true.
To get used to being hit.
That's true.
And your body also has to get used to playing at a speed faster than anything you could replicate.
Yeah.
Because think about that, the cuts that have to be made. You know, the ball goes up in the air and you have to turn your body and all the acrobatic things they do. You know, your body needs to be kind of trained to handle that without getting hurt. So I'm not saying I'm predicting an injury. But he has to be very careful in that area, too. And the Browns have to be careful in how many times you have him out there, how many plays. So there's a lot of issues here.
All right, Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.